Oh, there we go, recording. Today's topic is one that we as Christians need to realize.
今天我们要讲的内容是作为基督徒都应该知道的，
Because we preach the gospel a lot, right?
因为我们要去传福音。
And the biggest point about the gospel is repentance.
传福音的最大的一部分就是悔改。
That you are a sinner and that you have to repent before God and then accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior.
认识到我们都是罪人，我们在主里面悔改，回到神里面。然后接受主耶稣做我们的救主。
But that idea of repentance sometimes feels like we don't really understand it.
但是悔改的真意，大部分人并没有明白。
Because we mistaken saying sorry for repentance.
我们以为说对不起就是悔改了。
I remember I was in college, right?
我记得我上大学的时候。
And I had friends who were girls.
我有一些朋友是女生，
And they used to date, right? Dating in college, big deal, right?
他们在上大学的时候会去约会，
And so then the boyfriend would do something and they would cry and they'd come to me and be like, Albert, you need to help me.
他们的男朋友做了一些事情让他们很伤心，他们就过来跟我说：“哎呀，Albert，你来帮帮我吧，
Give me advice.
你给我个建议。”
Because I was the president of the fellowship, right?
因为我当时是这个学生团契的主席，
So I guess they thought I was holier or something.
所以他们可能觉得我特别的有权威。
So I sit there, I'm like, okay, give advice. Okay, don't feel too bad about it. Maybe he's not the one.
所以我就会坐下来跟他们分析说：“你不要太伤心，这个人可能不是一个正确的对象。
And I say, break up with him, it's okay.
”我就会告诉他们说：“你跟他们分手吧，是可以，就是你要是实在不行就分手吧。
90% of the time, okay?
”99%的时间，
One week later,
他们是听了，但是一个星期以后，
I'll go ask the girl, right?
我又去问他。
How are you doing?
你现在怎么样啊？
You feel okay after breaking up with him?
你跟他分手以后是不是感觉好多了？
好巧，what do you think they told me? Oh, we're dating again.
但是他们又会说我又跟他好了。
No, I was like, but didn't he do this thing wrong?
然后我就会说，他们伤你的心还不够吗？
No, they said sorry.
但女生就会说，但是他们跟我道歉了呀。
And then from that point on,
那么从那个时候开始，
I realized for the next semester,
我意识到就是下个学期，
the same conversation is going to happen at least 3 or 4 more times.
我会不得不跟他谈论同样的事情至少3、4次。
Oh, he did something.
这女生回来向我抱怨说：“哎呀，
I'm
她
going to
做
break
了
up
这
with
么一
him.
件事，我要跟她分手。
Oh, no, he said sorry.
”然后又会说：“哎呀，她今天跟我道歉了。”
It's okay now.
那没事儿了。
And that was probably one of my biggest headaches when I was in college, trying to counsel people.
我上大学的时候，团契里面这个事情就特别让我头疼。
But this sort of attitude is exactly why we don't understand what repentance really is.
就是这个女生这个样子，她就是代表了我们大多数人不明白悔改的真意。
Saying sorry doesn't mean that you're repenting of the thing that you're apologizing for.
开口说对不起，并不意味着你心里面真正的悔改。
Because the two are explainably different.
因为这两个概念是完全不一样的。
One is to appease your conscience.
一个举动呢，是让自己良心可以过得去。
One is to change your heart.
另外一个呢，是心里面的绝对根本的转变。
For us as people, changing our conscience or making our conscience feel better feels a lot easier.
对于我们这些人类来讲，让良心过得去是比较简单的。
But changing the heart, very difficult.
但是完全改变心意是很难的。
You see, like the story that I was telling the kids about Saul, you guys probably all know very well.
就像我刚才给孩子们讲的扫罗的故事，在座的大人都非常的熟悉这个故事。
Because he's considered like a bad king, right?
因为扫罗在历史上被认为是一个坏的王。
He's considered a failure in front of, let's say, King David, right?
扫罗他是一个大卫之前的一个反面典型。
And King David is like the golden age of Israel.
大卫呢，是犹太历史里面的一个伟大的君王。
But King Saul was a failure of a first king.
但是扫罗呢，就是一个犹太的第一个君王，但是他是一个完全的失败的君王。
But the question I want to ask you guys today is that truly the case?
那么我今天要问大家的是，这样的归纳是不是正确的？
We know that Saul failed to repent properly.
我们知道扫罗他没有能够完全的悔改，
But was he truly the cause of Israel's problems?
但是扫罗是这个造成以色列的问题的人吗？
Let me just pray for us and we'll get right into it.
我们一起先祷告。
Dear God, we want to thank you for this time.
我们亲爱的天父，我们感谢你赐给我们这段时间。
We pray that your word would be alive to us.
求你的话语活化在我们面前。
That it would instill within our hearts the desire to follow you more.
求你让我们的心里面有跟随你的欲望。
That we would give you glory.
让我们把荣耀赞美都归于你。
And that we would hunger to know you more.
让我们能够饥渴慕义，能够想要知道你的真理。
I pray all these things in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
我们。
You see, Saul wasn't actually that bad, in my opinion.
我个人认为扫罗并不是那么坏的一个人。
I mean, you look at David, right? David murdered, committed adultery.
我们看看大卫做了什么。大卫他其实杀过人，而且他也是犯了通奸罪，
He married a bunch of women.
而且他娶了好几个老婆，
He had a bunch of kids.
生了一大堆孩子。
He fought so many wars and killed so many people that God said, "You cannot build the temple because of your hands are too bloodied."
他打了很多的仗，杀了很多的人，流了很多人的血，所以呢，神都不会让他去盖圣殿。
He counted his men when and did not trust God and caused thousands of Israelites to die.
因为他执意要去数算以色列民没有听神的话，竟然有就是任神降下瘟疫，让成千上万的以色列民在瘟疫中死去。
And we know that when he committed adultery, not only did he commit adultery with Bathsheba, but he planned the murder of her husband.
他跟别示巴通奸的时候，不仅仅是犯了奸淫，而且他竟然设计让别示巴的丈夫被害。
I mean, that's like a perfect drama, right? Right there.
这个是个非常令人发指的事情。
Saul, on the other hand,
但是扫罗他是什么样的人呢？
he defeated the Amalekites.
他打败了这个犹太人的敌人，
He didn't murder anybody else.
他也没有杀过什么无辜的
And
人。
his son Jonathan was actually a very, very good believer in the one true God.
而且他的儿子约拿丹是个非常敬虔的跟随神的人。
So then, why is David considered so elevated and Saul considered to be worthless?
那为什么大卫的身份地位被抬举得这么高，而扫罗却被踩得那么狠呢？
And the reality is because we don't understand why God rejected Saul.
我们提出这个问题，就是因为我们还不明白为什么神要弃绝扫罗。
It wasn't only because of Saul.
不仅仅是因为扫罗这个人，
But the very nation of Israel.
而是关于以色列这个民。
So I'm going to explain a little bit of the history leading up to Saul.
所以我们就讲解一下以色列在扫罗之前的历史。
You see, before Saul, it was a time of judges.
在扫罗之前，以色列是一个士师的年代，
Judges and priests, okay?
他们是由士师和这个祭司来领导国家的。
And what happened is that there was a priest named Eli who had two sons.
那个时候，以色列的祭司叫做以利，他有两个儿子。
And his two sons were horrible.
他两个儿子都特别糟糕。
They stole from God's sacrifices for themselves.
他们从那些人献给神的贡品里面偷窃。
And not only that, they caused the Ark of the Covenant to be captured by the Philistines.
不仅仅如此, 因为他们的腐败, 使得神的约柜被非利士人给掳去了。
And the Israelites were furious about this because they knew how bad they were.
所以以色列人非常的气愤, 因为他们知道以利这两个儿子有多糟糕。
But it says in scripture that Eli did not discipline his sons.
但是圣经文告诉我们说, 以利他并没有去惩罚惩戒他的儿子。
And so then God sent a judge or prophet named Samuel.
所以呢, 神他就送过来一个另外一个士师名字叫萨摩尔。
And Samuel was the one who preached God's justice and his anger against the people.
那萨摩尔他就是能够把神的话传达给以色列人。
But let me tell you this, Samuel could not do any better than Eli.
但是你们知道吗? 萨摩尔年老的时候, 他并没有比以利做得更好。
His sons also did the same.
萨摩尔的儿子跟以利的儿子一样, 犯了同样的错误。
It says this in 1 Samuel chapter 8, I'll just read it for us.
在萨摩尔记上第八章,
we're going to first read verse 1 to 3.
我们读1到3节。
Says Samuel became old, he made his sons judge over Israel. The name of his firstborn was Joel, and the name of his second was Abijah, and they were judges in Beersheba. Yet his sons did not walk in his ways, but turned aside after gain. They took bribes and perverted justice.
萨摩尔年纪老迈，就立他儿子做以色列的士师，长子名叫约尔，次子名叫亚比亚。他们在别示巴做士师，他儿子不行他的道，贪图财利，收受贿赂，屈枉正直。
His sons were terrible too.
萨摩尔的儿子也很糟糕。
So then the elders of Israel came before Samuel and said, Samuel, give us a king.
所以以色列的长老都聚集来见萨摩尔，说：“萨摩尔，你要给我们一个立一个王。”
Let's stop there for a moment.
我们先停一下。
Sounds reasonable to me, right?
听起来挺合理的呀。
The priest picks his sons to be priests.
这个祭司长的祭司萨摩尔，他的儿子也是这个是祭司。
So Eli and Samuel pick kids, their kids, to be leaders, and they fail.
那祭司以利和萨摩尔，他们都立了他们自己的儿子做士师，但是这些儿子他们都做得很糟。
So then the leaders of Israel say, we don't want this anymore.
所以以色列的那些这些掌权的人，他们就不乐意了。
And so he says, we want a king.
所以他们说，我们要一个国王。And
Samuel grows angry at this point.
那萨摩尔听了这话就不高兴了。He
says, you realize that you already have a king.
他说，你们应该知道，你们已经有一个王了。The
Lord God is your king.
耶和华就是你们的王。But
the nation of Israel said, give us a king like the other nations around us.
但是以色列民对萨摩尔说，我们要一个王，就像其他国家有王一样。And
so then Samuel tells them, the king will take your food and your gold, and he will not have earned them.
那萨摩尔又警告他们说，这个王以后会去收你们的粮食，也会收你们的财富。 然后呢，去统治你们，管辖你们。You
will take your sons to fight in his wars.
他会，你们的儿子子孙呢，都会为这个王来送命，来打仗。He
will take your children to be his servants.
那你们的子子孙孙呢，都会作为他的仆人，为他工作。Do
you still want a king?
那就这样，你们还想要这个王吗？
At the end of 1 Samuel chapter 8, they say yes. Give us a king like other nations.
那撒母耳记八章后面这些以色列的民说，我们还是愿意你给我们这个王吧。And
so then Samuel turns to God.
所以萨摩尔就转向神。And
God says, obey their voice and make them a king.
神对萨摩尔说，那你就听从他们的话，给他们一个王。And
so Samuel goes out and he goes to look for a king, right?
所以萨摩尔就出去寻找这个王。
Scripture is actually very clear. It says that Saul was very good looking.
那经文告诉我们说，扫罗长得很好看。
a shoulder taller than all the other people.
他比其他的民都高过一头。
And if you think about that, right? That's a
你们想象一下,
right? For the girls who are looking for future husbands, right?
就像那一些寻找对象的女生,
or maybe you think about when you were looking for a future husband in the past, you might be married for many years now.
那么已婚的,你们想一想你们以前找对象的时候的期待值。
You don't ask God, give me someone short and ugly.
你不会向神求一个又矮又穷又矬的人。
It's always, give me someone hopefully 6 feet and above with a good job and decent looking.
都是要找一个高富帅。
And so when God allows Samuel to pick, he picks exactly what the nation of Israel wants.
所以当神允许撒母耳去为他们寻找一个王的时候, 撒母耳就找了一个这些人眼里面看着特别像王的人。
Because they picked according to the way things look.
因为这些人他们只是凭外貌来看人。
A tall guy.
一个高大的人。
Good looking.
一个英俊的人。
He looks the part.
他们就觉得这个人挺好。Now
the problem is the character of the man.
但是问题就是说他的品格。So
poor Saul, right? He has a difficult situation.
那扫罗呢,其实也挺可怜,因为他也处在一个很难决断的境地。His
family had just lost donkeys, right? They escaped.
他家里面正丢了一头驴。His
dad sends him to find these donkeys.
他父亲让他去找驴。And
then when he goes looking for them, one of his servants says, there is a person who can see the future in this town.
他找驴的时候呢,他的仆人就告诉他说有一个神人,他能够来给我们指路。The
person's name is Samuel. He's a prophet of God.
这个神人叫撒母耳,他是神的先知。And
so Saul goes to Samuel and says, can you, I'll give you gold, you tell me where my donkeys are.
那扫罗就去找撒母耳说,我给你点钱,你告诉我我家驴去哪儿了。And
Samuel says, you are now the king of Israel.
那撒母耳竟然跟他说,你现在就是以色列的王。Terrible. 多吓人。He
got so scared that when they wanted to crown him, he hid.
扫罗吓坏了,当他们来选他出来做王的时候,他把自己藏起来。
It literally says that he hid amongst the luggage.
这个经文就说,扫罗他藏在器具中了。That
when he was selected to be king and they wanted to anoint him, they couldn't find him.
当他被众民拣选出来做王的时候,他把自己藏起来,让大家找不着他。So
that people are sent out, they drag the poor guy out from hiding and say, you are now our king.
所以那些人就去把他从那些器具中拉出来说,你现在要来做王。Poor
Saul.
多可怜的人。He
didn't even want it.
扫罗他自己都不愿意做这个事情。But
he became king.
但是迫不得已当了王。You
see, Saul then goes on, and his first battle, what he does is that the Spirit of the Lord comes upon him, and he arouses the people to fight against their enemies, and he wins.
那他要面临的第一,打的第一个战争的时候,神的灵降在他身上,他就有能力,他就打赢了。He
comes back victorious, and all of a sudden everybody says, this is the king.
他因为他打赢了,他回来以后,大家都觉得,啊,他就是这个王。You
ever been hired for a job that you're just not qualified for?
你有没有找到一个工作,其实你并不胜任呢?
Like, I've had a couple jobs that are kind of like that.
我以前的一些工作就是这样。
Like they see on your resume one line.
他们在你的简历上看到你曾经做过一个事儿.
SQL. SQL.
比如说一个计算机语言.
And then you go into the interview. Right?
然后你去面试.
They ask you a very simple question. Hey, so I saw that you do SQL, so you can code, right?
他说,哎,我看你有这个经验,你能不能用这个来写程序啊?
And you just say one word, yeah, but...
你赶紧说,我是做过,但是...
And then they cut you off and say, you're hired, good job, congratulations, you're joining the team.
然后他们就打断你的话,说,恭喜你,你得到这个工作了。They
sit you down, you've been hired, and you're sitting in front of the computer.
他们就把你拉到那边去，给你一个座位，给你个电脑。
And then now comes something that, in English, there's a phrase for it.
那在英语里面有一个成语，
Fake it till you make it.
就是你就是硬着头皮也要装下去。
And so then I sat down, I started going, I was like, uh-oh, I'm not exactly sure what I'm doing here.
那我就只能装模作样的坐下去，打开电脑，但是并不知道该做什么。
And you have to realize something. My undergraduate is economics, and my master's is in tax. So I'm supposed to be an accountant, okay?
我大学学的是经济学，然后后来又学的是财会，所以我其实最合适做的是财务工作。
Because they saw on my resume Excel and SQL, all of a sudden I'm in IT.
就因为他们在我简历上看到这两个关键词儿，我就突然被这个电脑部门给招到了。
And for those of you who are computer programmers,
在座的如果有做程序员的
Google's your best friend.
谷歌是你们最好的朋友。
You don't know what to do, you Google. How do I join two tables?
当你不知道怎么编程序的时候，你赶紧就去现搜。
The boss tells you you've got 2 weeks to finish this project. First week is just Google and learning everything, watching YouTube videos. Like, how did this guy do it? Oh, I can copy and paste, right?
领导说你必须在两周之内完成这个项目，那你第一周完全就是在现学。
And you grow nervous.
然后特别紧张。
And then over time, you realize, this is not so bad.
但是你一上手以后，你会发现其实也没那么难。
So then your resume says SQL Intermediate Understanding.
然后你的简历就可以写上你对这个语言的这个经验是中级经验。
You see, and then more work piles on and it gets more difficult.
然后你做的越来越多的时候。
And some people survive, I survived, right?
我也能够存活下来。
But some people don't.
但有的人就被刷下去了。
Saul has no experience leading a nation. He wins a battle because of God, and all of a sudden, he's sitting there in a position that he is not prepared for.
扫罗没有一点治理国家的经验，他能够打赢那场战争，完全是因为神的帮助。但是现在他就要坐在这个国家领导的座位上来领导以色列了。
Honestly, poor Saul.
真的是个很可怜的家伙。
This guy got thrown into the middle of this. He doesn't know what to do. He has no choice. And all of a sudden, he becomes the king of God's people.
他其实就是被赶鸭子上架，当了以色列的王。
But you see, what's interesting about this is the fact that God always does this.
那么有意思的就是，神他就是这样做事的。
When God selects Moses, Moses says, I cannot speak well, right?
当神拣选摩西的时候，摩西跟神说：“我连话都说不清楚。”
Who will listen to me?
谁会听我说话呢？
And God says, "I'm going to give you a staff. I'm going to give you your brother Aaron."
神说：“我给你一个权杖，我给你一个助手亚伦。”
He picks people. He picks David, who is too young to even go off to war.
神也拣选了大卫。神拣选大卫的时候，大卫还是非常小的一个孩子。连打仗都不被允许的。
It says, David, you go fight Goliath.
那么神就让他去跟哥利亚来决斗。
You see, the issue of this is that Saul was picked, but he did not realize that the only thing he had to do was to rely upon God.
这关键就是扫罗他是被神拣选的。当他得到一点成功的时候，他没有意识到他应该完全依赖神。
And so then finally, when God commands him to attack the Amalekites and to destroy all of them, he goes and he kind of finishes the job.
所以当神让他打击亚玛力人的时候，他去了，但是他没有完全按照神说的去做。
And chapter 15 becomes the clear distinction between why Saul fails and why David succeeds.
那么十五章就很清楚地告诉我们，为什么扫罗是一个失败，而大卫是一个成功的。
You see, the story that we read in chapter 15 is that God uses Samuel and confronts Saul and says, "You did not do what I commanded you."
十五章，神利用撒母耳告诉扫罗说，你没有按照我吩咐你的去做。
Saul's first response is, "No, no, no, I did, I did."
扫罗的第一个反应就是，我按照你说的去做了。
I defeated the Amalekites.
我把亚玛力人打败了。
But then the people decided to take the best to sacrifice to you.
但是这些老百姓，他们想把亚玛力人的好东西留下来，是为了要向神献祭，向耶和华献祭。
I was weak. I listened to the people.
因为我没有那么强悍，所以我就听了百姓的话。
He actually does this twice.
他这样子给自己辩解，是做了两次。
Another time, he's supposed to wait for Samuel to arrive.
前面有一次，他本来应该等着撒母耳来。
But instead of waiting for Samuel, he sees the people being nervous, so he decides to make sacrifices to God himself.
但是他在等待撒母耳的期间，他非常的没有耐心，他就决定自己来献祭。
He is so worried about the people's perception of him that he would rather defy God.
他非常在乎的就是旁边的人怎么看他，所以呢，他就没有去等。
You see, the issue for Saul is that when he was called to repentance, he did not fully repent.
扫罗的问题就是，当神让他悔改的时候，他并没有完全的悔改。
See, in verse 30 it says, then he says this,I have sinned, yet honor me now before the elders of my people and before Israel. Return with me that I may bow before the Lord your God.
在三十节，扫罗说：“我有罪了。虽然如此，求你在我百姓的长老和以色列人面前抬举我，哄我回去，我好敬拜耶和华你的神。”
You see, a lot of people will focus on the fact that he wants Samuel to honor him before the elders.
扫罗他的重点是他想让撒母耳在长老面前抬举他。
But the true test of character is actually at the end of that verse.
那么这句话的后面是他的品格的一个重点的流露。
That I may bow before the Lord your God.
同我回去，我好敬拜耶和华你的神。
When you look at this passage, you realize that Saul does not consider the Lord to be his God.
我们看到这儿就知道，扫罗并没有把这个神当做他自己的神。
He has then moved himself to become the actual king of Israel.
他觉得他是以色列的事实的王。
Wasn't God anymore?
以色列的王，他认为是他自己，而不是耶和华神。
You see, the Lord was angry about Eli's and Samuel's sons for sure.
我们知道耶和华对这个以利的儿子和撒母耳的儿子都不满意。
He destroys one of Eli's sons because he reaches out and touches the Ark of the Covenant and immediately dies.
因为以利这个一个儿子去摸约柜，神让他立刻就死了。
But what God is more disappointed in is that the nation no longer recognized him to be king.
但是耶和华最不满意的就是以色列民就没有再把他当做以色列的王。
And so Saul becomes exactly what the nation of Israel is.
扫罗变得就完全是以色列民的样子了。
He gives them a king that's tall and good looking.
给他们一个又高大英俊的王。
He gives them a king that is able to fight battles with them and win.
给他们一个能够带领他们征战的王，能够打胜仗的王。
And he gives them a king whose heart is just as unrepentant as the nation of Israel.
给他们一个王，这个王的心跟以色列的心一样，他们没有完全的悔改。
That is where the nation of Israel fails.
这就导致了以色列民的这个失败。
Remember how we were talking about how?Samuel warns them, the king will take your gold and your food and your children for his own.
记不记得撒母耳曾经警告以色列民说，这个国王他们会去收你们的好东西，收你们的金银财宝，你们的粮食，你们要去伺候他。
He also will blame you for his failures.
而且他还会把一切失败的原因归结在你们自己头上。
Because when you think about the nation of Israel,When you look at the nation of Israel, you realize what it means to truly be unrepentant.
当我们看以色列民，我们就知道什么是不完全的悔改了。
Because from as long as a nation no longer recognized God as king, they continue to fail.
当他们不再把耶和华尊为以色列的王的时候，他们就不断的走下坡路。
All the way until they are brought into exile.
一直到他们被掳，他们
They've been pulled away to Babylon and to Assyria.
他们被掳到巴比伦。
And even then, afterward, they still do not repent.
甚至在那之后，他们也没有完全的悔改。
So God remains silent for 400 years, and then they fail to recognize Jesus Christ, the actual King of Israel, when he arrives on this earth.
所以神耶和华就对以色列民保持安静400年，没有跟他们讲话，直到主耶稣基督来临。
Now the question is, how come they only had partial repentance?
那么问题来了，为什么这些人他们总是不完全的悔改呢？
One is pride.
首先就是他们的骄傲。
We made the choice.
我们做选择。
We want to decide.
我们要做决定。
So God, I'm sorry, but we can handle this.
所以耶和华，对不起，让我们自己处理这个事情。
And even when it fails, we keep on going on.
即使我们失败，我们也按照我们的老路走下去。
Because we think that we can do it.
因为我们觉得自己是可以做这个事情的。
That is pride.
那个是骄傲。
You see, the fall of mankind was not that they wanted to supersede God or be greater than God.
这个人类的堕落不是始于人想变得比神更强大。
If you remember from Genesis, it's actually that they wanted to what? Be like God, knowing good and evil, right?
看创世纪，我们就发现人类堕落的开始是人想跟神一样，能够分辨善恶。
Satan did not fall from heaven because he thought he was better than God.
不是因为人觉得自己可以比神更好才犯罪。
He believed himself to be equal to God. That's what Satan did.
撒旦的计谋就是让人觉得他们和神一样好。
You see, partial repentance happens because you do not recognize the position that God truly has.
不完全的悔改之所以产生，是因为人不知道神的地位。
So you only apologize.
所以我们只是表面上的去道歉。
I'm sorry for committing this sin.
对不起，我犯了错。
I'm sorry for lying.
对不起，我撒了谎。
I'm sorry for doing these things that were wrong in your sight.
对不起，我做了这些你认为错的事情。
But that's not actually repentance.
那不是真正的悔改。
Because the heart has never changed.
因为我们的心意没有真正的改变。
You see, kids are an interesting bunch.
小孩子就很有意思。
So I have a 4-year-old and I have an 8-month-old.
我有一个四岁的孩子，还有一个八个月的孩子。
At the 8-month-old, there's no idea of apology, sorry, repentance, none of it exists.
那八个月的孩子心里没有任何这种道歉悔改的意思。
If she hits you, it's over, right?
她打你一下，那打就打了。
She doesn't know sorry.
她不知道怎么样后悔。
She just does it and then done.
她就做了。
Now the 4-year-old is a little more unique.
但是四岁的就不太一样。
Right? So she'll do something wrong.
她会做个坏事。
And then you say, shouldn't you say sorry?
那你跟她说，你是不是应该说对不起啊？
And she doesn't want to.
她不想说。
And then you say, if you don't say sorry, no strawberries for dessert.
那你就会说，如果你不说对不起，你就不要吃草莓了。
All of a sudden, sorry.
那么她立刻就会说对不起。
And then for those who have siblings, as you get older, the sorry gets more complicated, right?
那么有弟兄姐妹的会意识到，你们长得越大，这个对不起就越来越复杂。
You fight with your brother.
你们跟你的弟兄姐妹打架。
Your parents catch you.
被父母发现了。
Say sorry to each other.
你父母逼着你们互相道歉。
Fine, sorry, and then you push him.
你就说对不起，说完了又推他一下。
And then comes the worst part, right?
那最糟的呢？
Shake hands.
让你们来握手言和。
Hug.
互相拥抱。
Okay, you have to play together for 1 hour.
而且你们不得不一起玩一个小时。
And then after a while, everything's okay again.
过了一会儿，你们又好了。
And then you get older, and maybe you get married.
那你再长大一点，你结婚了。
And you get into a fight.
然后又开始打架。
But you know, the Bible says, don't go to sleep angry, right?
你知道圣经说不要含怒到日落。
So somebody has to go, honey, I'm sorry.
所以你们，你和你老婆中间必须有一个人出来说：“哎呀，亲爱的，对不起。”
And because the Bible says you must forgive.
因为圣经说你必须要学习赦免。
The other side has to say, "Okay, fine, it's okay."
那对方就不得不硬着头皮说：“没关系。”
They both get into bed and you lay there for 25 minutes.
然后你们一起在床上躺了25分钟。
And the person whose conscience just got better from saying sorry falls asleep first.
那个自己觉得良心无愧的人，那个最先说对不起的人，就蒙头大睡，就呼呼睡着了。
And the person who got wronged sits angry for the next hour.
但是觉得很委屈的那一方就睁着眼一直睡不着。
But then later on, the next day, a week, a couple weeks later, it's okay again.
那么过了几个星期又没事了。
You see, the progression of apologies through life, and as you get older, you realize that there's a fundamental difference.
那么，因为你们逐渐的这样子经历了很多次，你就会发现
there's something that changes between my 8-month-old hitting me and not realizing it to a married couple who's been married for, you know, 20, 30, 40 years and then apologizing to one another.
就是一个八岁的孩子不思悔改的小婴儿和一个对结婚二三十年的老夫妇之间是有差别的。
It's a difference of heart.
这个差别就是心意。
If you love, then you will repent.
如果你心里有爱的话，你就会悔改。
If you love, you recognize the other person's position.
如果你心里面爱对方，你就会知道对方为什么会生气。
This is my wife or husband.
你知道对方是你的一个配偶。
The sins committed, the love is greater.
I don't get this.
The love is greater than the sins that they committed. 所以怎么讲？你对他的爱比他们的对 ，Yeah, thank you. And so what you get here is.Even in human life, there's an understanding that repentance has to come with a heart change.
就是在人类的理解力里面，真正的悔改必须伴随着心意的改变。
Apologies don't really matter to us.
道歉其实并没有那么重要。
If there is no heart change.
如果没有心意的转变。
You see, with the nation of Israel, the reason why they continue to fail because they continually apologize for failing to follow God, but they never direct their heart God and say, hey, we don't need an earthly king. You are our king. That never happens.
我们看到以色列民，他们不断地向神来道歉，但是他们从来也没有真正意识到他们应该悔改，也就是重新尊耶和华为王，而不是尊人为王。
From the beginning of time in Adam and Eve, all the way to now, we continually forget who is supposed to be king of the entire universe of all things.
从亚当夏娃犯罪开始，人类一直就搞不明白到底谁是王。
So many times we live our lives like Saul, where we apologize to God, but say, hey, would you continue to bless me before my people?
我们就像扫罗一样，我们可以向神来道歉。但是我们又是愿意，又是不愿意王，神作为王来治理我们。
We fail to recognize God for who He is.
我们没有做到去真正的认识神是谁。
And so then that leads to partial repentance.
所以这就导致了我们不彻底的悔改。
And so then you realize that our apologies always blame someone else.
所以呢，我们就是不断的去把责任推卸到别人身上。
Well, these other people have done it. It's not so bad what I'm doing, right?
就是因为他们这样对我，我才这样对他们。
Oh, I didn't mean that, so don't take it that way.
我本意不是如此的，是你理解错了。
And so, I wasn't really doing anything really that bad. I just, you know, did a little bit bad.
我没有你想的那么坏，我只不过做了一件错事而已。
Other people pressured me, and so I gave in. But I know it's not good, but it's also not terrible.
我是迫于人民的压力才做这个事情的，虽然是不对，但是也没有你想的那么糟。
All those go before God.
这些都是我们扔到神面前的借口。
And in the same prayer meeting, we say, God, would you please give me a better job, more money? Would you heal us of disease? Would you protect us? Would you watch over us? All the same prayer meeting, right?
那么我们在祷告会上又会求神给我们好工作，医治我们的疾病，给我们这，给我们那个。
But is the repentance really there when we speak to him?
但是当我们跟神讲话的时候，我们心里面有没有真正的悔改呢？
Or is it like my daughter? Hey, if you don't repent, you don't say sorry, no strawberries for dessert.
或者你就像我的女儿一样，因为不说对不起就得不到草莓。
You see, brothers and sisters, we cannot be like Saul.
弟兄姐妹，我们不能再像扫罗这样了。
More importantly, we cannot be like the nation of Israel.
更重要的是，我们不能再像以色列民这样了。
Both of them committed sins.
因为他们都犯了罪。
But both of them did not recognize what true repentance was.
他们都没有意识到什么是真正的悔改。
You see, remember when we were talking about David and how David's actions were actually worse than Saul's?
记不记得我们刚才说到大卫，大卫犯的罪其实比扫罗好像更严重。
But the reason why Saul was mentioned as a man after God's own heart was that he knew what it meant to repent before God.
但是为什么大卫被称作合神心意的人呢？就是因为大卫他深深知道悔改的真意。
Multiple times he cast aside his crown and said, God, I'm so sorry for what I've done.
他一次又一次的把自己的王冠放下，真正的来到神面前说我做错了。
And God accepted that apology.
然后神接受了他的道歉。
But let me just carve this out, but he still got the consequences of his sin.
虽然是如此，他还是要在世上领受他犯罪的结果。
David understood that the consequences would remain, but he still had to repent of what he did.
大卫意识到犯做错事的结果还是要承受，但是他还是需要真心的悔改。
Saul apologized to escape the consequences of his sin.
扫罗的道歉是为了要不承担做错事的后果。
David apologized knowing that the consequences would still come.
大卫的悔改，他心里面深深的知道他做错了事，他就要承受后果。
So what happens with us, brothers and sisters?
那对于我们是怎么样呢？
Do we only partially repent before God?
我们是不是也是在神面前做这种不彻底的悔改呢？
Or do we fully repent when we have sinned against him?
还是当我们犯罪的时候，我们可以有真正彻底的悔改？
Do we consider ourselves to be the king of our own life?
我们是不是把自己当做自己生命的主宰？
Or do we go back and say, God, you are the king of my life?
还是回到神面前，把自己的主宰权交给神。
You see, if we don't want to continually fall into apology, but failure to repent,
如果我们不想这样一遍遍重蹈覆辙的话，
then we need to realize God's authority and who he is and his position.
我们一定要认识到神在我们生命中的主权，神是谁。
And I pray that we as Christians would have the ability to cast aside our pride and to really truly repent before God.
我们要祷告求神把我们这个骄傲拿去，让我们能够在他里面有真正的悔改。
And with that, let us pray.
我们一起低头祷告。
Dear God, we want to thank you for today.
我们亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
We confess before you, Lord, that we are prideful.
我们来到你面前，我们向你认罪，我们知道我们太骄傲了。
We believe that we should control our lives.
我们一直认为我们可以掌管自己的生命。
But God, we know that you should be king over our lives.
但是我们知道你才是我们生命的主，我们的王。
Help us to not only apologize over and over.
带领我们，让我们不仅仅是一遍一遍的道歉。
But have a change of heart so that we may repent of our sins.
而是心里面有真正的悔意。
We pray that that would be made known to the world.
求你让我们这个心里面的真正的回转能够让世人看到。
So that your name would be glorified in our repentance.
在我们的悔改里面，让世人看到你的荣耀。
We pray all these things in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
阿门。